Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Esagro Financial Results as of June 30, 2019 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and Chief Executive Officer of Esagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning to everybody. Thanks for being connected. Now, yesterday, we issued two press releases in sequence. The first one was related to the divestment of our Indian affiliate. The second one was related to the first half. Since the second one includes in the comment this event, I think that I will follow the sequence of the two press releases. Of course, the first one has a particular significance because it is the expression, it is a consequence to a very important decision, without which we wouldn't have considered divesting Esagro Asia. The decision relates to the business model which Esagro should have in the future compared to the one which we have been having for the last 26 years. This is something which is also psychologically very important personally for me, but being logical, being factual, on the basis of not the last year or the last six, five years, and certainly not as a result of the last six months, but we have reached the conclusion and made the decision, which I publicly communicate, that Esagro cannot keep being a player in the important piece of business of discovering, developing, and supplying, stroke, selling its proprietary specialties generated, I repeat, from its own discovery. Small, but certainly very productive research group. Why that? It's not something which we discovered yesterday, but there is a moment decisions must be made. The possibility of keeping playing such a role in an environment where what were 17 Western players then become 10, and then seven, and now five, with DuPont getting together with Dow, Monsanto acquired by Bayer, and so on. The skyrocketing of the expenditure for obtaining registrations for selling products, all this in a situation where the always existing gap between our size and the reasonably expected size in order to play that game, which we overcame via alliances, via a number of initiatives, which, quite frankly, in the first 10, 12 years, were also gratifying us economically and also morally, now cannot work any longer. The expense investment to develop a new product has become extremely high, and Isago had the pleasure of declaring that its latest and the last active ingredient developed, the last one in combination agreement with FMC, has been successful, and for next year we shall start marketing in Paraguay, in a couple of countries in South America. In 2-3 years, we expect it to be marketed in Brazil because we got the fast track procedure, but we can keep investing at the level we have been doing in the last years. We had to complete the investment on this fungicide, which is called fluindapyr, belonging to the SDHI chemical class. We had, but to start with a new one, and then we have one ready in the pipeline. We have five not ready, but progressing. But to do that with a new one, and something which is, I cannot responsibly recommend to the board. Consequently, the question is, so, but then what Isagro can become? The answer is, Isagro can become a company operating in this industry, focused on its strong position in copper, which will have to be kept and developed, and invested via through acquisition and also focused on its research in the biosolutions area. Of course, its research will focus, but we have to make acquisitions. To do it, the logical way is to divest pieces pertaining to the organic chemical business and reinvest in. We were offered an opportunity for divesting in Sagrovesia at a condition which we consider definitely appropriate, and not higher than the value of the company for in the hands of other parties, but certainly appropriate for the value which by ourselves we can extract. So yesterday we deliberated to accept the binding offer which the Indian company PI Industries has sent to us. And this is the announcement, the first press release. Since they also communicated the price, we haven't, I can disclose it. And the price is, as enterprise value, ₹3.45 billion, which at the current exchange rate is around 43 million euro. As equity, we have to add the cash. 14, 15, depends, will be the cash at the moment of the closing. All in all, we are talking about, in euro, an equity value of 57, 58. Okay? This is certainly something important in terms of cash. Needless to say, capital gain, very, very big for the holding company Isagro S.p.A. because of the book value is 14, so we are talking about 43-44 million capital gain on a consolidated basis. the value is 38, so we are talking about close to 20 million euro capital gain. But this money, the moment we close, which is expected to be around November end, certainly within this year, will of course reduce our financial exposure, which, by the way, even today can be considered a sound position, since it is more or less in line with the net working capital, and it is well below the book value of our equity. Of course, we will reduce the debt, but we intend to reinvest at least a portion of this investment, depending on the opportunities which we are cultivating. One opportunity seems to be, well, one opportunity is a bit more than that, but there is nothing which such to be presented to the board and consequently approved. Not yet. But we caught this opportunity in, however, opportunity, but not opportunistic. Opportunity, but in a well-defined, drastic, if you allow me also, for me a bit sad, but certainly economically very well justified decision of stopping playing the impossible game which so far we have been able to play and to concentrate on the definitely possible game of becoming a qualified player in the copper and the bi-solution way of keeping our payoff of Italian creativity for plant tests. Of course, not any longer with investing in specialty of organic chemicals, but investing in acquiring products in the bi-solution, coupled, I repeat, with the historically strong position in copper. This is the deal which we announced yesterday. With regard to the first half, which is not the which certainly, let me say, are consistent with the strategic decision, which, however, has been progressively announced in the past quarters, but now is more strongly defined. So the 6 months. Not a good, unfavorable performance, unsatisfactory performance is not the reason for, but if you wish, is a confirmation that we cannot keep investing a certain amount of money in R&D as we have been doing, disregarding the resources generated by the ordinary activity, but finding different ways, you know. For people who know our story, capital increases, special middle long term agreements, number of things to sustain that. We wanted to complete it, I repeat, to have the new product ready. So this is the moment. This regarding the 6 months. Even with better results 6 months, the decision would have been the same. In any case, the 6 months are not too good. There is something which is also expression of a contingent temporary situation when big players show a 4% reduction versus the like period of last year. You can understand that there is something which is absolutely not structural. But I don't want to hide our unfavorable performance, saying that it is a transition. No, there is also a transition company. On the other side, we also reached a middle and long-term agreement which generated 2.5 million euros, which cannot be assured every moment, every year, every quarter, every semester. So, all in all, the contingent component, the temporary negative industry situation is offset by the agreement we finalized in the first quarter, yes. Putting these two things aside, we have the problems of having products which are mature, not having introduced new products. Certainly, introducing fluindapyr from next year, we shall have an important help. But, I repeat, this is something which will be considered against the possibility of utilizing that as a cash generator to invest in what will be our strategic pattern of growth. Numbers, if you have the booklet, you have the number. I can, of course, we are down with revenues, we are down with results, which are 2.4 million negative against 5.4 last year. Last year, however, we got 7.5 one time, this year 2.5 one time. So the real comparison shows a difference in the net result, which is closer to 3 million rather than 7 million as it appears. But again, I repeat, I don't want to justify, I mean, the numbers are not good. We shall have a second half better than the first half because some contingent points will disappear. We shall have it better. Certainly expected it, but not such to revert absolutely the position. This will mean also that before considering the impact of the divestment of the Indian affiliate, we would absorb cash to complete the investment we are making. But in the last quarter, we shall have the important impact, so we don't project the numbers. I repeat, as ordinary activity, better than the first half. Not so much better to offset, absolutely. Second point, cash absorbed to complete the investment. Things that by abandoning that model from next year will be different. But the real strategic decision implies divestment to finance investment. Okay. The first one is the one I commented a bit. I would stop here, ready to answer questions, if any.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. You're about for any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. We're about to close the Q&A session, so please press star and one for any questions.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank everybody. I interpret it as a sufficiently clear representation. Thank you.